This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Southern Cortez Community Association, which runs Manson's Hall, has announced a music series that they will be seeking funding through a fundraiser in February. The fundraiser will be a variety show. The music series and the fundraising method are a new approach, community programming, at the hall, and I caught up with Cora Moret to find out more. So, you've told me that there is going to be a new music series, and you're going to raise funds for that through a new event, a variety show.
Correct.
Please tell me more.
Well, the idea is that we would like to have a way to offer some consistent events. Some bands cost more than others. Accommodation sometimes is needed. And so this variety show will start our fund to keep that open. Some shows will bring in money. Some shows will cost money. And this will be the start of an allocation within the SCCA that is dedicated to monthly music events at the hall, all ages, for fun and recreation and togetherness.
So you are initiating this new plan to have monthly music at Manson's Hall. And one of the ways that you're looking to fund this is through an event in February.
Yeah, so there has been a few call outs for the good old Lip Sync or some venue to exhibit their fanciness. We've got Mindsha and her crew, and we've got just super wonderful, fantastic, talented people who would like a stage. And we all love to see that. So we're going to try and, it's not exactly a lip sync at all, but it's around the same time of year and with the same spirit in mind to fund something for the benefit of the community and to entertain us with our own local talent.
Awesome. So you've heard of the lip sync. This was a longstanding tradition that actually started at the Gorge Hall many years ago. I got to speak with Howie right before he retired, and he explained that the original lip sync was, in fact, a variety show. So it somehow evolved into a lip sync. But for our listeners, what is a variety show, or what are you intending to promote and offer for this event?
By calling it a variety show, it really keeps the door wide open for what people want to bring. And, you know, there's a bit of an onus on the organizers to provide an entertaining evening. So we're going to do our best to keep it balanced. Hopefully people are going to bring some comedy acts and some, maybe some lip syncs, and some musicians will hopefully come on stage and dance, a variety. Keep it interesting. Keep a nice spread of ages and have a fun evening of anything people want to bring.
Awesome. So what is the timeline for this event?
So we're looking to have the actual event at the end of February. So a couple weeks before that will be auditions, because we may have too many people to have a reasonable size show. So we want to keep it down to a reasonable size. So we'll pick and choose from the different acts so that, you know, as many people as possible get a chance to be on stage and we have, a comfortable evening.
So you're announcing it now in December in hopes that people will start to prepare an act for the auditions in early February?
Yeah. So I think the auditions are going to be February 10th. And then a couple weeks later, we'll have a dress rehearsal sometime within a week or so of the actual show. And so we'll sell some tickets to that audition too, because I think it will be the best result if we get a few people on the panel of deciding who's going to be in the show. And it could be an interesting event in itself. Yeah. So there's time. There's about a month and a half to get, almost 2 months to get your act ready. And then another few weeks after that to really hone it in. And then the big event will be the end of February.
Okay, so I'm looking at the, got the poster here. A Moon Dance production. Is this a group of people that is putting on this production? Is that a name for the SCCA operation or?
Yeah, so this is what we're in-house calling our monthly music ambition or endeavor. We want to have a dance every month From what I heard, they used to have it every week. Maybe we're not quite there yet, but we'll go over every month. So we have quite a few bands already booked from about April to September, and we're going to just try and keep that rolling. So yeah, I think it'll be the last Saturday of every month. So this is starting that new schedule of the last Saturday of every month.
Cool. Do you have any upfront funding, or are there any other sources of funding that is assisting in this?
Yes, we have allocated a little bit of our funds from last summer of fundraising to seed this fund. And then everything that comes in from the variety show is going to go towards these dances. And then each dance that comes along will also be bringing in a bit of revenue. Hopefully it will be self-perpetuating.
Cool. And are you looking for help? Are you going to be sourcing volunteers to run these events, specifically the variety show?
Absolutely. We will hopefully be bringing in enough money as the dances continue to have a base staff, someone who will be responsible for lighting, someone for sound, some people to help with setting up and closing up. And these will be ticketed events, so we'll be able to fund that. Variety show specifically, yes, we are looking for help, and I'm very optimistic we're going to find it. This is a really fun community event that will benefit a lot from all the expertise that's out there, not just in the technical side of things like the lighting and the sound, which definitely needs help, but also with the planning itself and the creation of the right ambiance, the lighting, the marketing, and the hype around it. I think this could be really fun and a really great chance for a large number of community members to be involved. So
awesome. Do you have any other encouraging words for people that might be considering auditioning for this event?
I think all aspects of this event are going to be fun, whether you're in the audience, on stage, part of organizing, whether you just make it to the audition and have that moment on stage. All of it is going to be fun, and it's going to be in the spirit of having fun. This is a great opportunity for everyone to be involved who wants to be. The reason we're running these dances, it has nothing to do with anything other than trying to provide something that it seems a lot of people in the community want to see. They want to experience these dances and bands and music and be together and have Saturday nights to go out to every month. So yeah, I think this is the spirit of it. And this is what we're going to take through with us through the whole thing.
Fabulous. All right. Well, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Come and help. We love your help and we love your input and your opinions. There are never too many opinions about it. I think it's great to do this all together.
Awesome. So open to collaboration.
Absolutely. Any comments? I'm totally welcome to it. Really hopeful that we'll get lots of youth coming up for auditions. And the auditions are also open to MCs. I think a variety of MCs would be a lot of fun. And I definitely want to encourage anyone of any age to come and offer their wonderfulness to all of us to have fun with.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.